Praise the Lord, saints. This is Charlene. Welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast. If it's your first time coming to this podcast, welcome. We're very glad to have you. If you're returning, you've been to this podcast before, welcome back. You are wise. We're always glad to have you here. First of all, just to give you a little bit of information about what you can expect whenever you come to this podcast, you can always expect a word of encouragement because we believe that everyone needs a word of encouragement at some point in their life. So whenever you come here, that's what you can expect. And what we expect from you is that you share knowledge of the podcast. Let others know we're here. Tell them what you found about the podcast. Share information. Also, we're here to provide a word of encouragement, as I said, because we believe everyone needs a word of encouragement at some point of their life. So that's what you will get whenever you come here. And as you share the podcast, tell others about it, or if you have information that you'd like to share with us, because we also appreciate being encouraged. It encourages us when we hear from you. We have an email address. You can contact us at gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, that's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. We know many of you have information that you want to share, that you want to express, and we would love to hear from you. Also, we want you to know, everything we do here, we base on the Word of God. We believe in God. We know that everyone doesn't because everyone has free will of choice, but we do. So we base everything here, everything that's shared with you from this podcast is based on the written Word of God. And a tool we use pretty much every day is BibleGateway.com. Again, that's BibleGateway.com. And if you visit that website, you will find a number of translations of the Bible. Just pick one that speaks to you and read it to your content. We believe also that everyone should read the Bible for themselves. And in that way, God can reveal to you what he wants you to know about him. So, you know how to contact us, and you know what we believe here. We believe specifically in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe that Jesus came from heaven to earth, died for us on the cross, was buried in the grave, and then rose from the grave for our justification. Just for us, showing because he rose that his sacrifice was accepted in the beloved, causing us to be accepted. And that is one of the reasons and what we base things on when we look at the Word of God. We accept God's Word as truth and we read the Bible so that we know what's in the Word and we can learn what belongs to us. We're not just telling you things that, you know, just off the top of our head. If you notice the title of the podcast, Grace Multiplied, a Mature Persuasion, that's because I'm walking through my seventh decade and looking into my eighth decade. So I've been around a while. I've seen some things. I can make some comparisons. And I'm sharing with you from personal experience things I've experienced and know to be true for myself. As I said before, I do believe in God. So I'm sharing with you things that I've experienced I always seek the Lord before I do anything and everything to find out what he believes or what he would guide me to do. And in seeking the Lord to find out what I should share with you this week, I believe I'm to share the good part. To help you better understand the good part, the benefits of knowing who God is and having a personal relationship with God, which is what we encourage here. We encourage you to have your own personal relationship, to establish your relationship with God. We believe here that we're all individual expressions of God, and God expresses himself to us and through us according to what he knows about us. There is a scripture in the Bible. I don't really give out scriptures here per se, but if you ever want scriptures, because everything that I tell you, I'm basing on scripture, I can tell you where it is if you want it. Just email me. I've given you the email address, and I'll share with you more, whatever it is you need to know. I also have access to conference lines if you need to talk with me, because I understand when I look around and see what's going on in the world. I'm in the world, so I can see what's going on. I'm just not of the world. I don't live my life according to how the world lives and thinks. I live my life according to what the Word of God says and how I'm directed through Scripture. So anyway, you can email me and let me know, and we can set something up if you need to talk to me. We'll work it out. Well, pertaining to the good part. Well, I told you I believe in God, and when I look and see all of the things that are going on, a lot of people seem to be very sad now, confused, don't know what to do, don't always know how to do it, don't necessarily feel supported. Many families are having situations. As you notice, there is a pandemic still in the land, and people are still suffering from that because habits and ways of doing things have had to change. Prices have increased. A lot of people don't have all they need to maintain just daily living. They're having problems. People today, a lot of people are talking about problems. And choosing that good part, which I've read in the Bible, that there's only one thing truly needful. And that's the good part that I'm talking about. When you establish a relationship with God and you learn to depend on God, and that is one of the reasons why I've established a relationship with God, because it works for me. And the good part is, because of my relationship that's established with God, no matter what's going on around me, how people are behaving around me, I have peace. I have a perfect peace that passes understanding. Yes, you know, there's a ripple every now and then. I recognize that. As I said, I'm in the world, not of the world, but I can see. And I also have compassion for those around me. But the good part is, because I have the personal relationship, I can stay my mind. I don't have to be tossed to and fro with everything that's going on. And I don't always have to be up and down. You know how difficult that can be. I can stay my mind, because there's a scripture in the Bible that's told me that by all means, God would stabilize me and provide for me. By all means, that I can have a perfect peace. I can stay my mind. I can pivot from situations and things that I see going on that would really just be a barrage. If you look at the library of this podcast, you'll find out I talk about different weapons and so on and so forth. When your peace is disturbed, it's really just a barrage of weapons from the enemy. But what God can do is stabilize the mind. When you receive the good part, when you receive God, when you look to God for divine assistance, you can receive assistance. And he has told us, by all means, he would keep us in perfect peace. Somehow he would do that. There is a peace that God can stabilize you with that passes understanding. You don't have to understand it. You just learn through personal relationship how to receive it. And because you know when you believe God that he's with you, you know that he'll never leave or forsake you. You learn how faithful God is. You learn that even though circumstances and situations might occur, God is faithful. You learn what his heart is toward you, only good, which is that good part, never evil. So you can rest in that confidence that he's faithful, that all of your need is going to always be met, that help is always on the way. No matter what weapons are formed, you learn, and if you look at the Library of Podcasts, weapons are formed, but then they won't prosper. Whatever they determined or however the barrage is sent toward you, the good part is when you have a relationship with God, those weapons are not going to prosper. Therefore, you're comforted in all things because you learned, it's another place written in the Bible that lets us know that all things will work together for our good somehow. That's part of the good part. That's the good part. The good part is you can rest and have no fear. You can possess your soul patiently because you have that personal relationship. That is the good part. You learn that there is a rest for the people of God. Why? Because we've done that one thing that was necessary. We have chosen the good part. And the good thing is, the good part can't be taken from you. First of all, we know and we believe based on what God said and just through personal experience with him, knowing he's faithful, knowing that his word is truth, which means it's absent from error. Whatever he told you, you can remind God of it. You can focus on it. And that's the good part. You can be comforted that all things ensure, knowing that no matter how it looks, somehow it's going to be some good in there for you. No matter how it looks, things that occur are only things that are common to mankind. And if you're living in this realm, in this earth realm, you're going to experience some things at times. Things aren't going to always be what you're looking at because people make decisions. People make decisions. People have a choice. We have a choice to decide whether we want to believe God and live that defeatist attitude, whether we want to believe God and live a blessed life with divine assistance, or do we want to live a defeated life by receiving all the doubt, things that are the barrage that's coming against us. The good part is you can rest knowing that God knows where you are. He sees you. You can begin to count it all good. Hallelujah. You can just look for it. You can trust completely. Ask him and expect an answer. You can do that. You can know that no matter what it seems like, it's going to work out for you. Because whatever that weapon is, it's not going to prosper. He told us to cast every burden on him. He doesn't want us to be moved by everything that occurs. You don't have to be moved. You can give it to God. Just cast it on him. And it's written in the word also that the Lord Jesus is going to be exalted among the heathen. So I don't care how the heathen is raging. Trust God. Look at God. Look for God. He's going to provide you with a way of escape because he is faithful. Somehow, he's a present help to you in time of trouble. We just have to wait on him and depend on him. For he's promised in his word that we're going to be helped. He's going to help us. He sees us. He knows the number of hairs that are on our heads. So you know he's paying close attention to us. He holds our hand. He helps us. We're never forsaken. He promised he would never forsake us. So we're never alone and we're always cared for. What we have to do, though, is what he said, let not your heart be troubled. How do you do that? You remember the good part. You remember that you follow the good shepherd. You remember that the good shepherd is continuously leading and guiding you, continuously. Patiently we wait on him. He has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and love and a sound mind. knowing that we're always on purpose because we're called according to His purpose. His power is working in us and through us. That's because we've chosen that good part, which will not be taken from us. His word is immutable. It can't be reversed. Find it in His word, stand on it, and believe it. He comforts us. He delights our soul. He does. He does. He comforts us. And the good part is that honorable, that favorable part, that delightful part. That's our share, our portion. That's the allotment that we have from God through personal relationship. Those are the benefits He loads us with on a daily basis. Because in this realm that we're living in now, we need God. We do. We have to know that He is helping us always, supporting us always, building us up where we're torn down. He'll strengthen us. Even when we're weak, He's still faithful. Whatever we are not, He is. That's all about the good part. We've done that one thing. We've chosen the good part, which will not be taken from us. And sometimes people will be so upset when they're all been out of shape and you are not. You just have to stand firm in the word of God, that peace of God. It will pass understanding. That perfect peace. And we have to wait patiently because He says in another place, in our patience, while we're waiting on Him, we possess our souls. So whatever that emotion is, you possess it because you have chosen the good part. The Lord will stabilize us. And Jesus, the Lord God, is going to be exalted among the heathen, which means He is in us. He is going to rise up in us. He will always navigate us through. So no matter how the heathen rages, our God, hallelujah, He is a consuming fire. Nothing can come up against Him. We've chosen that good part. Our help does come from the Lord. We can always look up. We know He is faithful. We can patiently wait on Him, knowing that we're helped, knowing that He's holding our hand. The right hand of His righteousness is causing us to stand. He has become for us wisdom. That's how we're able and have the strength to choose the good part. He has become for us wisdom, righteousness. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. Sanctification. He causes us to be holy and set apart to do His work, His will, His way. And we are the redeemed of the Lord. He's told us to say so. He's the hope. He is our Savior. We are saved. He helps us and we're never forsaken. We have chosen that good part. We rest in that good part. We rest in the relationship that we have with the Lord Jesus Christ. We shall not be moved. We've chosen that good part. He's given us and sent us a comforter. He's given us His peace, not as the world gives. He's given us a peace that passes understanding. We don't have to understand it. We just have to believe it, know that His word is immutable. We've chosen that good part. We're waiting on Him. Now, I hope I've said something that's helpful to you, that inspires you. I want to hear from you. Be blessed even more. Amen.